All right, let's go. Today we're going to talk about what we're leaving behind in 2026, why that's important, and I got five things we're going to leave behind. And when I say we, I mean me. And then, of course, the goal is to inspire you to let go of whatever you need to let go of, to grow and become successful, become more you, and become your fullest potential in 2026. So I have these lined up, five things I'm leaving behind. I'm letting go, I'm putting down, okay? Question to start the video, the message, the time together off is, if I hold up this coconut water in the air for a minute, is it heavy? No, of course not, right? If I hold it up for 10 minutes, is it heavy? You'd say probably a little bit heavier, right? Yeah, sure. If I hold this up for an hour, what about 10 hours? Okay. My point is, yeah, this gets heavy. Why? Because the bottle's heavy? No. Because I'm not meant to be holding up a water bottle for that length of time. And the same thing is true for us. We need to let go of what's no longer serving us. If we want to feel light, if we want to flow and feel like we're in flow state more, and to reach our full potential, quite frankly, quite honestly, right? I'm not sure, I never say quite frankly, except for when I'm like speaking, you know, to a group or like YouTube videos. Anyway, five things. This is gonna be a two-part series. I'm gonna talk about the five things I'm leaving behind this round. And then next up, we're gonna talk about the stuff I'm keeping in 26 and doing more of, all right? With that said, let's jump into the first thing I am leaving behind. I am letting go, I am dropping in 2026. Number one, distracted living. Okay, distracted living is number one. I believe that is what keeps most of us from achieving more. It's what keeps most of us, I wouldn't say ineffective, but we definitely could be more effective if we're distraction free. I remember thinking this, I was doing breath work the other day, and I remember this thought came to mind because I was reading the scripture where Jesus said, seek first the kingdom, right? And I was thinking about kingdom living. Like, what does that look like? What does it mean to seek first the kingdom or to live in the kingdom? And what came to me in that moment was like, I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know one thing, that living in the kingdom, that peace, that presence, where you have clarity, the one thing that it's not is distracted living. For me, it comes in the forms of notifications. It comes in the form of social media, over scrolling, things like that. Distractions keep me from reaching my full potential. So I'm gonna flip the script and I'm gonna see what removing that or limiting those distractions will do for my life, my family, and my future in 2026. We're gonna get into the solutions in the next video, so stick around for that. Second thing I'm leaving behind, I'm dropping in 2026, is overthinking and indecision. Overthinking and indecision. That has kept me really, again, distracted, but it's kept me from doing so much more that I feel like God has for me. You know, if I think about my life, overthinking, indecision, it's really just a way to not take action and feel good about it. Because I'm like, well, no, I need to make sure like this is the right move or like that's the right move. Like, what about this? You know, overanalyze that. Dude, no. If I learned anything in 2025 from people who are doing life better than me, who have what I want to have, who are where I want to be, is that they just take imperfect action. It's that simple. Imperfect action is the goal. And that's the cure for overthinking and indecision. There's a time and place for like praying or getting advice and like listening and being still and not taking action. But if I'm honest, indecision and overthinking is a way for me to play it safe, which I'll get into in a little bit, and not take credit for success because there's no success, there's no growth because of that, but also not feel like a failure because I didn't take action and make the move. So number two, I'm leaving behind overthinking and indecision. I'm going to decide. I'm going to take quick action and then learn as time goes on, not wait to the right moment. Number three, it's a big one for me. Number three is people pleasing. I need to let that go. And another way to say that is I'm seeking approval over living in alignment. Nah, more alignment in 2026. Do I need the approval of others to be happy? Yes. No, I'm kidding. But that's the subconscious belief. That's the subconscious belief that makes me avoid telling the truth in love to my wife or, you know, my friend, my best friend, my good friend, a stranger. I want to be liked. I want people to have a good time. I want people to enjoy my presence, respect me, all this stuff. But if people pleasing becomes the supreme focus, then alignment takes a back seat. It's back there. Okay. No pun intended. We're in my truck right now. It's a little bit different of a place for the podcast, but I like it. Let me know if you do in the comments. People pleasing. Alignment takes a back seat. And when alignment takes a back seat, you are out of alignment. Because alignment must be number one. We've all been in a car or a truck, at least most of us, where alignment is off. And when that happens, you can be going 20 miles per hour and you feel like this is the worst. You know, this is hard. This is tough. Right? It's you go a mile, it feels like you just did 10. Versus you're in alignment. Got fresh wheel, got fresh alignment, reset. Everything's flowing. Everything's towards a certain purpose, towards a certain aim, going in a certain direction. When you're aligned, you're flowing. You're feeling good. It's easy. That's what I want in 2026. I want to leave people pleasing and approval seeking behind. Put it in the freaking rear view mirror. Again, no pun intended. I'm on fire today. Or I'm just a dad with dad jokes. It's probably the second. Okay, here we go. Two more. So we got five total. Number four is waiting to feel ready. I'm not sure if you've ever related to that, but that has been a story of my life. But the good news is, if you've heard this before, you know, the past is already written, but the good news is you hold the pen for the next chapter, right? You hold the pen, my friend. God gave you that ability, that power, that decision, the will power to choose what life you want to live and how you want to show up. In other words, waiting to feel ready is choosing comfort over commitment. I don't want that in 26. No way. I want to feel what it's like to live with conviction and commitment, where I live based on commitments to who I am, who I'm becoming, and what I want my future to look like for my family, my wife, my kids. If I live based on those commitments first, leave feelings to the side, I'll be better, 10 times better, automatically, right? But the last thing I'll say there is the waiting to feel ready is a trap, because readiness, you've probably heard this, being ready is not a feeling. Being ready is a decision where you just decide. You say, I am ready. I don't have the perfect plan, but that's not what it means to be ready in the first place. I'm ready because I'm deciding. I want this. I'm going to get it. Now, what does it take? That's really the only question to ask. Nothing's impossible. What is this willing? What am I willing to take to achieve X? And then having the guts to do it. Last but not least is, as we conclude, playing small. I'm not sure if you can relate to that, but playing small is not something I want to take into 2026. I want 2026 to be a different story. I want 2026 not to be small, but to be big. Not to be big, but to be as big as God wants for my life. So with that said, God, show me how big, show me how good you want 2026 to be. Show me how I need to grow. Show me where I need to step into everything you've called me to be, everything you have for me. Step into the promised land. And I guarantee you this, it is bigger, better, and way more full of life than I could imagine. So I'm not going to settle for less. Playing small is living below the life you were created for, the life we were created for. None of that in 26. You with me? I know you are. Let's go. Drop a comment if you loved it. Which one are you leaving behind in 2026? And if it's different than mine, let me know yours. Keep following. Stay tuned for part two. Thanks. Peace. Love. keep it coming.